Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 17th of March 2024. Hope you are well. Hope you're having a great weekend. Now, yesterday I was driving up to the NEC at Birmingham for the photo and video show, something I attended for the first time. Went up with my brother, who's really into his photography, and I'm quite a keen photographer myself. Don't do enough of it, but I really do quite enjoy taking photos. I'm going to discuss that in just a moment, actually, because it's a subject quite close to my heart at the moment. It's something we're discussing next Sunday on our live stream. But when I was driving up yesterday, sun was shining, it was beautiful, and I'm sort of thinking to myself, this is annoying that I'm not out on the allotment. Although we've had a few days this week where we've had just as good weather. Of course, on the way back last night, it rained and rained, and woke up this morning, it rained. Although in the afternoon, it did pick up and better weather. I keep talking about the rain because it is so annoying at the moment. Today, being the 17th of March 2024, St. Patrick's Day, would be the day I traditionally plant out my potatoes. But unfortunately, because it is just so wet, the ground, there's a good chance we plant our potatoes in, they will just rot away. We've got a hole in our garden that Roxy's dug, and it's like a mini pond. So I'm not really planting out a huge amount of plants or potatoes, and onions was the other thing I've got a question about, just yet. I'm going to give it a week or a few days just to see if the ground does dry out and therefore won't rot our potatoes. Most of my beds are raised beds anyway, but by the time you've dug down to plant potatoes in the ground, they're possibly inside the water anyway. So we have got to be incredibly careful at the moment because we don't want our potatoes or onion sets to rot away. And this is why I keep going on about the weather, because it does play such a pivotal role in our gardening. Now, something else that I mentioned earlier, the photo and video show I went to yesterday, not necessarily garden related, but is garden content related in some ways, because I went there. It was my brother's birthday present, if I'm honest with you, but I went there to see what they were doing and did a few talks and had some great chats and learned quite a few bits. Of course, there are podcast companies and suppliers out there as well, which we had a good chat to. One of the things I love doing is taking photos. I don't do enough of it, but it's something I'm trying to take more and more. And with our mobile phones these days, we can get pretty good photos with that anyway. However, I'm a bit of a fan of the big old DSLR cameras, so I take a lot of photos of my DSLR. One of the things I notice when I'm taking photos, I don't necessarily see all these things that may be a bit incorrect until I get it home and onto my computer and I look back at it. And this has actually been something that I have been doing a bit more of, because I just find it jogs a memory, or it makes me see things that I wouldn't normally see. So I've always said, go out and take a photo anyway, but it also gives you a record of how much you have done and how far your garden has progressed. So I urge you once again to go and take photos if you can. And it's something I definitely will be doing. As you know, once a month, I encourage people to share their photo of their plot. Now, one of the things that we have managed to do today was sow the carrots. And these are our carrots that I always think taste delicious when we grow them ourselves. These carrots are an early variety, so we can sow them now. I would be worried if you are sowing them in the ground. I mean, I've sown mine in the ground, but again, in raised beds, so they're not in the water. But if you are too waterlogged, then wait a while just to make sure that they're not going to rot. But all I've done, I made a drill about 1 centimeter deep, a hole in the ground, if you like, and I scattered a few seeds into that. Now, what I tend to do is sow a few seeds now, and in a few weeks' time, I will sow even more seeds. That way, I can just try and keep a constant supply coming in over the next few weeks. Early Nantes are pretty good sweet-tasting carrot. They really are quite tasty. Germination can be slow and it can take 3 weeks, but I pot over a cloche just to help them out a little bit more. But once they are germinated, what we will then do is just remove a few of the plants to give them a bit of space. Now, I like to let them grow until they are a manageable size and we can hold them, and then I'll start thinning them out. And I don't thin them all out to immediately give us what we need in the end. I try and just thin them out so they get a bit more space to grow. And as they grow, I thin more and more and more. The reason I do that is the carrots that we are leaving in the ground, they will actually grow and grow, and we can eat the thinnings. So if we thin them all out to what we need, you know, each carrot having 5 centimeters of space, well, if we'd done that right at the beginning, we're losing all that growth space in between that we could be harvesting some of these carrot thinnings. So I thin them out, you know, 0.5 centimeter at first, then 1 centimeter, 2 centimeters, and so on as they grow, just trying to give them that 5 centimeters of space in the long run. This way, I just find that we end up with, yes, carrot thinnings, tasty, sweet little things. You need a lot of them, but it's food at the end of the day. So, well worth doing. Now, once they are germinated, growing and everything, they need very little care. Just keeping the soil moist is quite important. Being carrots, that taproot is going to go down to find moisture lower down in the ground. So what I recommend you actually do is, once they are growing and once they are established, water them about once a week, but give them a really deep watering. So all that water will trickle down and the root will have to go down deeper to try and find it. But that's not a huge problem. The biggest problem I find with carrots is root fly. But what we do, when you sow your carrots, sow some spring onions or chives at the same time. When you harvest your carrots, the smell of these onions and chives just helps stop carrot root fly discovering your carrots as well. You can also harvest them early in the morning, cover in fire mesh and things like that to try and alleviate this problem too. Completely up to you, but not too difficult to do, to be fair. Carrots, it's just a case of being patient with them. They are a bit of a problem, but they are well worth just being patient. Right, I'm still struggling with my throat at the moment. As you can probably hear, it's a little bit croaky. It's better, but it is still a little bit croaky. So I'm going to give it a bit of a rest. I will be back again tomorrow on the podcast, of course, the normal podcast. Got a lot of things to talk about. And then on Thursday as well with another Supporters Club podcast. So until then, please take care. And I'll look forward to speaking to you then.